WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti, and we start with late developments in the Middle East, where the U.S. Embassy in Israel expects that Rafah crossing on the Gaza-Egypt border to open at this hour to let humanitarian aid in and trap foreigners out. There is no confirmation yet, but a CBS News producer has seen empty trucks crossing from Gaza into Egypt. Also this, Israel urging its citizens to immediately leave Egypt and Jordan. 2 weeks after they were taken hostage in Gaza in the Hamas terrorist attack on Israel, an Illinois mother and daughter are now free. This after negotiations involving an intermediary in the Persian Gulf.
Hamas said it released the mother and her 17-year-old daughter in an agreement with the Qatari government for humanitarian reasons. President Biden spoke to the two Americans on the phone after their release, assuring them the U.S. government will fully support them.
Saturday marks 2 weeks since the massacre that began the war. Now the question remains, when will Israeli Defense Forces launch their ground assault into Gaza to take on Hamas?
CBS's Tina Krause. Once, twice, three times, enough Republicans voted against him to keep the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee from becoming Speaker of the House. Correspondent Scott McFarlane reports.
Ohio Republican Jim Jordan, his race to be Speaker, second in line to the presidency, was like quicksand.
Speaker has not been elected.
The harder he fought, the deeper he sunk.
It's time for him to step down. Get somebody with a clean slate with no baggage.
Bleeding support, Jordan was forced to leave the race, ending a fight that included anonymous threats against Republicans who had voted against him on the House floor.
And with no speaker for more than 2 weeks now, congressional Republicans go back to square one in search of one next week. In Western Maryland, there's a major law enforcement search following the fatal shooting of a circuit court judge. CBS Baltimore's Janae Reese is in Hagerstown.
Authorities are now looking for Pedro Argote in connection to the death of the judge. Deputies say Argote did not have any prior criminal records, but they had been called to his home.
We have responded to the residents for verbal domestic assaults two times within the last few years, but no criminal record that we're aware of.
Albert says Argote was due in court for a divorce-related hearing Thursday, but was not present.
Some movement reported with two of Detroit's big three, but not so much with Ford as the United Auto Workers strike drags on.
The membership is the highest authority in our union. You will always have the final say. Everything we do is in service of building the strength of our membership.
UAW President Sean Fain. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer, engineer, and guest co-host, the one, the only, Mr. Luke Jameson Mathers. Lukester, it is Friday, October 20th, 2023, 6 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Great to have you along. We appreciate you being here.
Yeah, it's a Friday, and you know, getting caught up this week now that I'm back, and then shaking off the rust and getting behind the board for the ones and twos as well.
But you know, a professional, you never lose it. You always got it right at the old fingertips. You're ready to go. We appreciate Mr. Zommers. Now, here's what I want to note right off the top of the bat on the show. Mr. Zommers was going to take part of at least the show off today. He is out ill. He did not. He was not able to join you for
the
town call.
He had a scheduled absence today.
Right.
And that was on the books. We knew
later
that,
on. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. He had a scheduled absence and he was not feeling the best. So he was going to do what he could. He did not know when we scheduled the absence today would be the final edition of Town Call.
Yes.
But it ended up being that way. And so he was like, I'm going to come in. I'm going to produce the show. And then unfortunately, just under the weather and wasn't able to make it. But we appreciate him as our producer for yes. Town Call. And we hope that he's feeling better.
We do. We send him best wishes. But here's the thing. Not only is Mr. Zommers out on the DL list or the, you know, not feeling well list, also our friend and, you know, ongoing contributor Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin Badger NFL player who normally is in on 1:30 every other Friday. This was his Friday. He also on the DL list, not feeling well today. And as I came in today, it is a picture perfect fall. It may be the last picture perfect fall day of the season with all the leaves brilliant. The sky is blue. The sun is out. It's exactly the type of day that one might come down with, you know, a case of something.
Are you accusing some individuals of playing hooky and not indeed under the weather?
I'm just saying, if I wasn't filling in for Matt Flynn this afternoon, I might not be feeling well either.
Ah, I see. I think you may have protested too much, well, Todd.
Maybe, perhaps. But no, we wish all the best to Mr. Zommers. We wish the best to Brady Ewing, and we'll have both of them back next week and Brady in a couple of weeks here. You brought something up, Luke. I just want to take a moment to say thank you to you and to Will Walter for doing just a great job on Town Call the last few months. You know, you guys got kind of, you know, given this show, and I think that there are various reasons that we're not going to get into here beyond both of your controls, why it's not going to happen anymore. But I'm just going to say both of you, you and Will, are professionals. I thought it was a great show. I thought you did as the best job that you possibly could with the cards that you were dealt. I applaud you both. And I hope you keep coming back on our show on Tuesdays or whatever you want. And we're going to try to get Will on as well, because you're both valuable voices in the Civic Media family. And I just want to say thank you for all you've done.
Absolutely. I appreciate that, Todd. And you will definitely be hearing more from Will and I still in the future. Just making some changes across the broadcast lineup and just to better improve what we're putting out as the lineup here at Civic Media. And it's a growing... I've told you this since the beginning, Todd. Here at Civic Media, we've got some growing pains. We've got a Herculean task to be able to change the media landscape here in Wisconsin and refresh hometown radio. And I think both myself and Will are very aware of what needs to go into that. And so, yeah, there's dynamic changes, and there will be continue to be changes and growing pains throughout the development of this growing radio network. And we're both just... I'm not going to speak for Will, but right. Myself, I'm very, very happy that I get to play a role in what we're doing here at Civic Media.
And we're happy to have you continue to play a role as well, both of you. I also want to make it clear as a completely self-serving point, I had nothing to do with this because people are going to start. Here's the deal. If you've been listening
to Todd's concerned about this, folks. Todd is concerned. I keep trying to just downplay these concerns for him, but he has them nonetheless.
Here's the deal. I started, at Civic just in the mornings on as Charlie Behrens might say, a couple, three stations. And then they said, well, you're going to go network wide. I said, that's fantastic. And they said, you're going to go in the same time slot as Dueling Tangents.
And Tom Hartman.
And I got a lot of flack that I canceled Dueling Tangents, which I had nothing to do with. It's a great program. You and Brian are fantastic. If it would have been up to me, it would still be going. I had nothing to do with it. And so they put me in one to three. Fantastic. I'm happy to be here. And now they're moving us on Monday. We're going into the old town call slot. We'll be on from noon until 2. Once again, I am going to be accused of kicking Luke out of his on, and I just want people to know.
Nobody's accusing you. You're thinking of yourself. We had calls after
the last time this happened. I'm sure we'll get calls again.
That's okay. They'll find me still doing random tangents on Tuesday afternoons and in various time slots. So, therefore, I try to at least...
I just want to make it clear for the record on the air, I'm a friend of Luke Mathers and Will Walter. I'm a friend of their products and what they do. And I have nothing to do with these schedules. I just come in and I'm told what to do and I try to do it. they say you're going to be on at noon today and maybe 7 o'clock tomorrow and 6 o'clock in the morning.
Hopefully there's nothing else like that.
You never know. I just try to come in, whenever the coach puts me in the lineup, I just try to make contact and put the ball in play.
We're playing baseball now? Okay. All right. I did not bring my mitt today, Todd. Well, I did not bring my mitt.
Well, you brought your newsy hat and microphone. We're going to get into this after the break. Here's what's going on. There has been another round of votes for Speaker of the House. We'll let you know how that did. And why is one of Wisconsin's own Republicans, he literally has left the ranch outside the country. We'll come back and talk about it after this. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes... Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
93.5 The Tap.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, chance of rain, partly sunny, highs near 56. Tonight, some fog possible, otherwise mostly cloudy, and lows in the mid-30s. For Sunday, mostly sunny, mid-50s. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 43. Monday, around 57 with a chance of rain.
Currently, 46 degrees.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, TGIF. It is Friday, October 20th, 2023, 15 now past the hour of 1 o'clock, right? Yeah, we're still in the 1 o'clock times. I'm getting all
we haven't changed
out.
That on the equate yet.
Not quite. Luke Mathers, guest co-host on the board, in for Mr. Zommers as well. Happy to have him along. So lots of news to get to today. We're going to get to, and we will talk Wisconsin Badger football, Wisconsin at Illinois, down to take on the Berts of Champaign tomorrow afternoon. Big game, quite frankly, for both teams. But Wisconsin wants to have any hope to stay in the race for the Western Division, which is pitiful in and amongst itself. They have to win this game.
Tell us how you really feel, Todd.
I know, right? But the good news is, then we have a great on-air team, Matt LePay and Mark Tauscher, and you can hear that game. It streams across the Civic Media Radio Network on the Civic Media app. Just download it on either your Apple or Android device. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, into the search bar. Comes up, takes less than a minute. It is free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. The Civic Media app. Download it and listen to the Wisconsin Badgers tomorrow as they will stream on WRCE in Richland Center, WRJN in Racine and Kenosha, and a couple other stations, right, Luke? That it's not coming to mind, but Wisconsin Rapids, I believe, is also one of them.
Yeah, Rapids, mm-hmm. LAK, Amory. There you go. And I believe that's all of them.
There you go.
But there's I was so good at keeping the alphabet soup in my head. And then we added, I think, one too many stations. And it's a little harder. It's a little bit more jumbled these days.
So Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Richland Center, Racine, Kenosha, all carrying the Badgers. Just click on one of those on your Civic Media app if you can't listen over the air. And you can stream the Badgers taking on Illinois. Luke and I will talk more about that later on this show. Also, breaking news out of the court systems as Trump co-defendant in the Georgia 2020 election case, Kenneth Chesbro has pleaded guilty, if I guess grammatically correct. That could have huge implications on Trump moving forward. But Luke, I want to start off this segment with the news out of both the House of Representatives, but also right here in the state of Wisconsin. Earlier this afternoon, or at least kind of over the noon hour, the Republican caucus, supposedly being led by Jim Jordan, decided to move forward with a third round of voting to fill the speaker's chair after Republicans led by Matt Gaetz decided to vacate the speaker's chair. Republicans still can't get their act together, so they took a third vote a little while ago. And Jim Jordan, Gymnasium GYM Jim Jordan, lost by an even bigger margin in the third round.
Really? How many did he lose by this time?
Jordan got 194 votes versus
the wrong direction.
Versus 200 in the first round, 199 in the second.
So he lost another five votes?
Lost another five votes. Non-Jordan GOP votes were 20 in the first round, 22 in the second round, 25 in this past round earlier today. All 210 Democrats present today voted for Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader. So that's where we sit right now. And apparently, looking at different reporters on Twitter, the House conference just took a secret vote. Jim Jordan took him back into caucus. And here's the thing. It's gotten so contentious, apparently, that several reporters outside of the caucus room in the Capitol moments ago said that they're playing white noise in order for reporters not to hear the yelling on the other side of the door. They're playing white noise in the hallway. because it's gotten that bad.
What if the shouting? Well, okay, so it's just in the hallway. Right. It's not in the I was going to say, if they're playing white noise in the room to try to make it harder, wouldn't that just make the shouting in the room louder?
Okay. No. And now, John Brezhanin, I believe that's how they pronounce it, the co-founder from Punchbowl News and confirmed by other reporters as well. Of course, these things always get leaked in caucus from caucus, right? So now, apparently, the secret ballot in caucus moments ago, Jordan lost 112-86.
Which so there's 194 Republican representatives that voted for Jordan on the floor on the third ballot this morning, and only 112 support him in a...
86. Or 112 to 86 is what he lost by.
So
there are more than 100 R's there are just basically chickens when they cast their vote in public. So 112 people voted against Jordan in caucus. Only 86 people voted for him on a secret ballot. Which just goes to show that in public that they're even more scared not to vote for Jim Jordan.
Well, there's forces outside in public when they know who your names are, Todd, that there are shows. There are cable television shows that are sending out emails saying we are going to primary you if you don't vote for Jordan. And then there's threats going about now. For
those that are listening, you say, well, Luke's just making this up.
No, this isn't hyperbole.
This is real.
There are real threats against families of congressmen and women that are not getting in line, I guess, is the way that it would be seen by the individuals making these threats. And that's political violence.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, this is, and we've talked about it on this show before, this violence toward, you know, any violence. I don't care which side of the aisle it's towards. Any physical violence, terrible. And we've called that out on this show. And predominantly that has come from Trump himself and the MAGA Trumpism cult. And now this is being even further advanced. As Luke said, there is verified evidence that producers of Sean Hannity have sent emails and phone calls to Republican members of Congress not voting for Jordan, threatening them, you know, you'll never be back on the show. We're going to come after you on the air. And now it's gone a step further where we have verified reports of spouses of Republican congressmen and women who are not voting for Jordan on the floor, and they now are getting threatening phone calls of physical violence against them, their children, to be stalked. This is where we are in the Republican Party right now in America. And I never thought, as someone who spent almost 30 years in the party and left in 2011, I never thought I would see this from any political party in America. This type of physical threats of violence, if you don't. This is the kind of stuff happens in Russia, in banana republics. And now it's come to the United States Congress. You would think that any congressperson worth his or her salt would be there, especially if you're in the majority party, the Republican Party. You would think that you would want to be there with your team. You know, when I was in the legislature, you always heard this from the Republican caucus. Staff were asked this. Members of the legislature were asked this. The phrase was, you're on the team, right? You're on the team. In other words, you're not gonna flinch, right? You're with us. Well, one person that continually likes to brag about their military prowess. I never served, but I spent about 5 years working on military issues for a former Wisconsin congressman. And one of the things I always appreciate about the military community is this mantra of leave no one behind. Leave no one behind. You stick with your team, your brothers and sisters in arms, in battle, and in peace. I deeply respect that mantra. Loyalty to me means a lot. But here you have someone who likes to brag about being a Navy SEAL, Derek Van Orden, Republican congressman from the 3rd Congressional District. And according to reporting today from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Lawrence Andrea, doing a great job, Derek Van Orten has left Washington, D.C. Not just Washington, D.C. He's left the country. Derek Van Orten got on a plane, and remember, you and I are paying for this. This is a government-paid, taxpayer-paid junket. He's gotten on a plane and gone to Israel because he claims that he wants to be on the ground and he can do a better job than the Biden administration and the president of the United States himself in getting accurate information. I'm not making this up.
So he's doing his own research on the...
That's what he claims.
Israel-Palestine.
That's what he claims.
Okay.
Now, perhaps the best response to this I've seen so far today. There's somebody on Twitter who goes by the handle The Wisconsin Idea. I don't know if this person is, you know, I have no idea. They claim to be a progressive. For these purposes, I don't care. But stop the presses on this one. I thought this was fantastic on the Twix. Not Twitter, not X, but Twix. Thank you, Craig Ferguson, for that.
Are you going to hand out Twix candy bars for Halloween? I feel like you
absolutely
have to. I feel like you have to.
If Craig Ferguson comes on this show, I'll buy everybody here a bag of Twix. We're going to try to get him. But on Twitter today, in response to Derek Van, this story from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel of Derek Van Orten going to Israel, they responded by saying, quote, "The people of Israel have suffered enough." I thought that was fantastic. I mean, you don't need to have Derek Van Orten. I mean, join the mess. I mean, think about this. For those of us who were alive during 9/11, there was enough going on. I mean, President Bush himself waited, I can't remember, 2, 3, 4 days before he went because he's like, they got enough to do. Most presidents, Obama's done it, you know, Biden's done it, Bush did it, whoever. You wait until the locals have things under control before you insert yourself because it's a big deal to have a presidential visit. And actually, it's kind of a big deal when a congressperson travels, especially internationally. And now Derek Van Orten inserts himself into this. And now they have to kowtow around him and show him around and everything because, you know, he's a United States congressperson.
Is this solo or is he doing it as a...
Yes, it's not part of a group. He's doing it as a solo thing. He's lost his marbles. I mean, this is so far off. And you know who's calling this out? Scott Fitzgerald on the Trump train, was fellow Wisconsin Republican congressperson, and toxic Tom Tiffany, also a congressperson. Tiffany and Fitzgerald are about as right as you can go. And even they are calling out Derek Van Orten today, saying, what's going on with this guy? We're trying to elect a speaker. And he goes on taxpayer money and takes a trip to Israel because the president of the United States, apparently, and Anthony Blinken, the secretary of state, apparently they're not qualified enough in Derek Van Orten's eyes. So, no, Derek Van Orten will go and do this. I've never seen anything like this before. As someone who was a part of planning congressional trips, as a part of someone who is planning military trips who's done this before, this is highly unusual and completely self-serving. And it's bizarre. We're going to come back. Take your phone calls, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Don't go anywhere. Back with more, including your calls. Luke Mathers on the board. I'm Todd Allball, and this is the Civic Media Ready Network.
CBS News Brief. The Rafah border crossing between Gaza and Egypt now reported open with humanitarian aid trucks going into Gaza and some foreigners expected to get out. Meantime, 2 weeks after the Hamas terrorist attack, Israel still signals a land offensive to come. Correspondent MTS Tayeb.
We know that because Israel has announced this massive ground invasion, that Hamas has booby-trapped it. It has snipers. It will be very dangerous, very difficult terrain.
A day after the two American hostages taken by Hamas were freed, Israel now urges its citizens to immediately leave Egypt and Jordan. Lawyer Ken Chesbro has become the second Donald Trump co-defendant to plead guilty to election interference-related state charges in Georgia.
It also probably sends the message to the other defendants in the case that they want to work out some type of deal. And if they don't do so now, they'll be facing much bigger consequences when the big case goes to trial.
Legal analyst Lori Levinson, CBS News Brief. I'm Tom Foti.
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. Doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Timeout!
Oh, right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Welcome back to the Tall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. The time is now 33 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock on this Friday, October 20th. Tall Ball, along with Mr. Luke Mathers on the board, also guest hosting as well, talking about what's happening in Washington, D.C. Things are moving quickly. We're going to update you on that in just a moment. Take your phone calls as well, so stand by. But as one of the great things about Civic Media being a statewide network, we have people across the state. Luke Mathers, you have some breaking news, particularly for our listeners on the tap up in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire.
Yeah, we have an alert sent out to Chippewa, Wisconsin. Civil authorities have issued a shelter-in-place warning for Chippewa beginning at 1:21 p.m. this afternoon and ending at 3:21 p.m. as for everybody in our CFW listening area. There's an active law enforcement incident. Residents should shelter in place, and a notice will be sent when issue is resolved. That is from authorities in Chippewa, Wisconsin.
And Luke, do we know yet, does that affect Chippewa Falls proper or the whole Chippewa Falls-Eau Claire area, or do we know that yet?
I do not know that information yet. Is the issue for Chippewa, Wisconsin? So I don't know if it is a wider than that, but as of right now, that is what authorities are sharing.
So particularly the Chippewa Falls area, shelter in place order from authorities. Our news team, including Luke Mathers and here at Civic Media, will maintain vigilance and bring you any new information should it become available. Thank you, Luke. Appreciate that. Thank you to Chuck as well here at Civic Media. Things are happening fast and furious out in Washington, D.C. Reports now that after this humiliating secret ballot, at first he lost a third round on the House floor to be Speaker, Jim Jordan did. And the vote, he had only 194 votes, so he lost even more votes on the floor. Then they went into a secret caucus. I shouldn't say secret, a closed caucus.
Closed door.
And took a secret ballot vote.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't know who was, you know, where the votes came from. And on the secret ballot in the closed caucus, it's being reported that Jordan lost 112 to 86, which shows that when people vote the way they really feel, he's even in worse trouble. Now reports are that Jim Jordan is saying he is out. He's not going to continue running. This guy, Austin Scott from Georgia, may be in. Just a complete no-name. It is chaos in the House of Representatives right now. So we're going to continue to follow this. And, of course, as we were saying, Derek Van Orden, the Republican from Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, basically the western side of the state, took a powder. He hopped on a plane and went to Israel. Off the text line, WRCE in Richland Center, Robert asks, can congressmen schedule any trip they want, or is there someone or some agency that needs to approve trips that will be using taxpayer dollars, unquote. Based on my experience, having worked for a U.S. congressman from Wisconsin for about 5 years, and again, he left office in January of 99. So perhaps things have changed in 20 years. I don't know, but I think they're still basically the same. Any member of Congress, as long as they could justify it, you know, to the House Speaker, they have a budget. So you're given a budget for both your Washington and your district offices. It's up to the congressperson how they use those funds. And so your travel comes out of that. Now, if you can justify it as official travel, particularly military, and you have to go. So to answer the question directly, Robert, congressmen, congresswomen, congresspeople do not have to get any approval to use their travel dollars. That's up to them. And then if they wanted to do a military junket or trip like Derek Van Orten's on, then you have to basically go through the military channels and you know, get military sign off. But I never knew of or saw a sitting congressperson from the majority party who happens to be a veteran. To have them get denied that travel would be very rare. So whether he took a military flight or whether he's taking a private flight and taxpayer dollars are paying for it, I don't know. But no, it's a, you know, as they say, it's a pretty good gig being a congressperson. I mean, what's the salary up to? 250 grand, something like that, I think.
I think it's 174 for it's 174 for a standard congressperson. Right. But when you, I think the 200 grand is Speaker of the House. That number was thrown around when they're talking about how it's pretty nice job that nobody seems to land in D.C. right now.
Right.
Well, Hakeem Jeffries is really close. He keeps getting 212. Right.
Hakeem Jeffries is very close.
Hakeem Jeffries threw all of these three ballots this week, closest one.
But my point is, we're going to go into, there's a whole nother part of this that's very odd and quite frankly dangerous to American diplomacy with Derek Van Orden taking off suddenly and going to Israel. And again, his Republican colleagues from Wisconsin, Scott Fitzgerald and Tom Tiffany, are calling him out with the press on this. It is one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen. What do you think? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go up to Eau Claire. Gene and Eau Claire, in all seriousness, please stay safe, my friends. There is a shelter-in-place order for the Chippewa area. We're not exactly sure how far the circumference or area of that shelter-in-place order is, but be careful, Gene. How are you?
Thank you very much. I'm on the opposite side than toward Chippewa, but I have family in Chippewa that I'm going to call after I'm done on the phone here. I have to, you know, having worked now, retired, a long time, in the mental health field, this guy needs a definitely immediate emergency assessment on what the devil's going on with him. Because this isn't normal. You know, he has those outbursts all the time. He's, you know, he lost his daughter. I don't think he's mentally fit to be going on a trip over there. I think that this is, you know, really an emergency. I hope somebody pays attention to this and gets a hold of this guy, because he's so explosive anyway that this is frightening, because he has no business doing that type of thing. It's like he's having delusions of grandeur, or he's being called in. I don't know. Was he a Navy SEAL?
Yes, I mean, he makes. I don't know what his record is, but according to the reporting from Lawrence Andrea at or Andrea from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Van Orton claims that he was a Navy SEAL for 26 years, I believe. And whether that was all active duty or whatever, I don't know. But Gene, I think you make a really important point, because I know sometimes we've done it. You know, we make light of things or try to look through things with a lens of humor, to a certain degree. But I agree with you that I hope that whoever is around Derek Van Orton, I hope he's okay. Because I with in all seriousness, without making fun of anybody, I think there are serious issues here with this guy. Yeah. And I hope somebody is watching out for him. And I agree that it appears right now this guy is just not fit to serve.
And I wonder when he started to lose it. Do you know Cheeseboro?
Yes.
Guilty?
Yes, we talked about that a little earlier.
I mean, Wisconsin is... I hope our attorney general wakes up here, because we need immediate action and we need justice in our state. This is, you know, honest to goodness, you know, I've watched our country for years live. You know, Dems and Republicans, you know, would disagree on stuff, and then they get mad at each other and all this kind of stuff, you know, but eventually they'd meet in the middle. But I have never seen the hatred toward the liberals. I have never seen that in my life, and it's just, it's alarming to me. And it's alarming to me that these people like Trump and his associates, you know, like O'Bannon, you know, being over during Brexit, you know, and being over in that area, you know, when they had some issues with following people on, was it Facebook, you know, where they were getting information and stuff like that. I mean, and he's been in other countries too. And then the association with, you know, our NRA and Russia. I mean, this stuff is alarming to me, because where there has been conflict, there has been associates of Trump. Yeah. And it's just, you know, it's, to me, people really need to pay attention. And then, you know, to keep on pushing that Trump won the election, and right. And thank God some of those people are coming out. I'm so thankful for them, you know, surviving the threats and saying no to Jim Jordan. I mean, this is just unbelievable. So thank you for all the information, guys. You're doing a great job. We're really lucky to have you there. Keep up the great work. And thank you. And thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Gene. Always appreciate it. Stick around for a Matt Flynn Direct. I'm filling in for him today. Matt's taking a little vacation himself. And so I'm as the...